Chapter 2. The Psychology of Everyday Things. During my family's stay in England, we rented a furnished house while the owners were away. One day, our landlady returned to the house to get some personal papers. She walked over to her filing cabinet and attempted to open the top drawer. It wouldn't open. She pushed it forward and backward, right and left, up and down without success. I offered to help. I wiggled the drawer, then I twisted the front panel, pushed down hard and banged the front with the palm of one hand. The cabinet drawer slid open. "Oh," she said, "I'm sorry. I am so bad at mechanical things." Falsely blaming yourself. I have studied people making errors, sometimes serious ones, with mechanical devices, light switches and fuses, computer operating systems and word processors, even airplanes and nuclear power plants. Invariably, people feel guilty and either try to hide the error or blame themselves for stupidity or clumsiness. I often have difficulty getting permission to watch. Nobody likes to be observed performing badly. I point out that the design is faulty and that others make the same errors. Still, if the task appears simple or trivial, then people blame themselves. It is as if they take perverse pride in thinking of themselves as mechanically incompetent. I once was asked by a large computer company to evaluate a brand new product. I spent a day learning to use it and trying it out on various problems. In using the keyboard to enter data, it was necessary to differentiate between the return key and the enter key. If the wrong key was typed, the last few minutes' work was irrevocably lost. I pointed this problem out to the designer, explaining that I myself had made the error frequently, and that my analyses indicated that this was very likely to be a frequent error among users. The designer's first response was, "Why did you make that error? Didn't you read the manual?" He proceeded to explain the different functions of the two keys. "Yes, yes," I explained. "I understand the two keys. I simply confused them. They have similar functions, are located in similar locations on the keyboard, and as a skilled typist, I often hit return automatically without thought. Certainly others have had similar problems." "Nope," said the designer.